again, as a reminder to media members who have joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning. Obviously, last Thursday, not the way you wanted your season to start with that 21-19 loss to Rhode Island, as you've had a few days to study the film and look back on it. Just give me your impressions on what happened.
Well, very disappointed in the outcome, without a doubt. I certainly give Coach Fleming and his staff and his team a lot of credit. They came down here and they played the game probably the way they needed to play it to be able to have a chance to win on the road, and things played out in their favor. They possessed the ball. Even though we had more plays, more yards, more first downs, they had the time of possession. So they were able to keep the ball. They protected the ball. We turned it over. They protected it. And they really made us drive the field. And as we were putting drives together, we weren't able to successfully finish our drives, and a couple of them ended in fumbles. And then they were opportunistic. They had 14 points off of turnovers. And, you know, at the end of the day, that was the difference in the football game. For us, you know, offensively, you know, too many drops by our receivers and tight ends. We had a couple of opportunities to, you know, walk into the end zone with the ball, and we were not able to complete the catch. Too many bad snaps from our center and our long snapper. One of the bad snaps on the punt led to a touchdown as the ball was snapped over the punter's head. And then too many fumbles. We were minus three in the game. So, and then kind of still had a legitimate shot there late as we put a drive together down two, but we fumbled the ball and turned it back over to them. So, you know, really disappointing on my end. But again, I do offer credit here to Jim and his staff and his kids. And it was a hard-fought game. It was an exciting game. We had a really good crowd, had a lot of energy in here. You know, just a tough way to start the season.
When you have the mistakes that you've touched on, and knowing that it's only week one, a lot of football in front of you, what's been the message to your team, and how do you feel like they've responded over the last few days?
Well, you know, the message has been, you know, pretty definitive and clear. You know, we need better execution, and you know, really in all areas, but, you know, certainly offensively. Too many negative plays. We just put ourselves behind the sticks too often during the course of the game by unforced errors. Now, to your question, though, having said that, you know, can I Kane rush for 106, 110 yards, somewhere in there? And Dejon Lee averaged 8.7 yards per rush. We did. I thought Pat Kehoe was really solid. He was 12 of 22, two touchdown passes, 202 yards, no interceptions. But we recorded five drops. That's how Coach Campbell kind of offered it to me on Friday. So if we caught three or four of those, he's not 12 for 22. You know, he's 15 or 16 for 22, and there was another touchdown drop right there in that mix. So he could have came out of there with a really pretty productive day. So I do think that, you know, all in all, there's some positive things that we certainly did in the football game, and we certainly showed signs of being a really good football team. But if you can't execute and protect the football, you're going to have a hard time winning games.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Grace.
Yes, our question comes from the line of Kevin Tresolini from Delaware Online. Your line is open.
Thank you. Good morning, Coach Rocco. How are you doing?
Okay, Kevin.
You had mentioned after the game some concerns about the defense, in particular just kind of Rhode Island's ability to convert third downs and make big plays. As you guys analyzed that after the game, in the ensuing days, what were some of your observations in what caused that and ways to kind of improve that?
Yeah, well, Kevin, I think it was more to what I referenced first, was their ability to possess the ball. So, you know, we ran more plays than them. We had more total yards. We had more first downs. I mean, you know, defensively, we only gave up 2 touchdowns, you know, 14 points in the game, you know. So you can make an argument we played well enough to win on defense. Now, what I didn't like was our inability to get off the field. And our inability to contain their quarterback. Their quarterback did an awful lot in this game in terms of extending plays, scrambling, and hitting receivers off of scramble. So, you know, their biggest play of the game was really a broken play that came off of a scramble and kind of a chuck up in the air, kind of a 50-50 ball that kind of awkwardly, you know, hit their guy and he ran it for a touchdown, you know. And so they only gave up one drive for score defensively, you know. So, but I do think they had a good plan. I told Coach Fleming after the game, you guys had a really good plan. They were patient with it. They stuck to it. And they were able to possess the ball, you know, 31 or 32 minutes and keep the ball away from our offense. And I think that's a big factor in their ability to come out of here with a win.
Hey, Coach, in terms of this Saturday's opponent, Lafayette, obviously with John Garrett being their head coach and him having been your offensive coordinator a couple years ago at Richmond, how similar is what he does to what you guys offensively do, and how does that kind of alter or change the way you guys prepare when, you know, when there is some familiarity with, you know, the way you may approach the game?
Yeah, I think that there's a couple things there, Kevin. I have great respect for John. John and I worked together at Virginia for a number of years, several years,
right,
on Al Groh's staff before John came with me to Richmond. I do think that this is one of those weeks where he knows a lot about our defense, our defensive structure. You know, he went against it, you know, all spring and summer long, you know, so he's got a good feel for that. I think offensively there at Lafayette, they're not really what we were at Richmond in terms of style. John kind of came in and kind of ran the offense that we, you know, had kind of installed there over the last couple years. But, you know, for all the right reasons, I think that this week here is really more about us, you know, and our ability to respond and our ability to, you know, accept the next challenge and our ability to get better, you know. And so as disappointed as we are, we know we've got to start with us and focus on improving and being able to go out there and play a much more complete game here on Saturday.
Appreciate your time, Danny. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah.
Grace, can you get our next media question, please?
Yes. The question comes from the line of Mark Berman from the Rona Times. Your line is open.
Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
Just wanted to give you the chance to say I told you so. I remember on one or two of these calls back when you were at Richmond, you used to say that you thought Alex Light had NFL potential. And so you were proved right over the weekend when, as an undrafted free agent, he made the Green Bay Packers roster. So I just was wondering if you could think back to kind of, you know, when you kind of thought you might have a future NFL player on your hands in Alex.
Well, I had heard that news. I had seen it. Thomas Evans, who was one of our offensive linemen at Richmond, is working in our weight room here with Chris Stewart, our strength coach. And he and Alex had worked together a lot here this summer. Alex was up here in Delaware quite a bit here in the spring and summer. Alex, to me, was a real steal coming out of high school. He was a guy that we actually saw at the UVA camp. And I'm almost positive Scott Wackenheim, who's now the head coach at VMI, Scott was the O-line coach at Virginia during that timeline. And Scott liked him a lot, but he didn't think that they were going to end up offering him. So when you kind of feel like there's a guy there that has that kind of talent, but he might not quite make the grade for them, we went after him really hard. And he's a big, big kid and very athletic. And, you know, if there was anything that would have been a little disconcerting on my end was we never redshirted him, and we played him early. He didn't play a lot his freshman year, but we played him early, and he's one of those guys, if he would have had a fifth year, you know, he'd be sitting in this league here right now and really being one of the better, if not one of the best, offensive linemen in this league.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Danny, thanks as always for your time today, and good luck on Saturday against Lafayette.
All right, thanks a lot, Rob. I'll see you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.